Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Us Irish are the biggest users of fake tan in the world. We have the highest per capita use of tanning products globally. But why are Irish people so obsessed with achieving golden skin all year round? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Noelle O'Connor is the founder of the Kind Brand Company, who make, of course, Tan Organic. Noelle, are the Irish obsessed with fake tan?
Yeah, I think so. And if I look back, when I went on, Dragon's Den, you know, back in 2010, I think I created my own monster. And there's been a new tan brand nearly every year since. And we do like a glow. Sometimes I wish people didn't go as dark as they do. And we're not an advocate of that. We're more about natural, and our tan doesn't look fake. But and I've tried to convert some people, and they want to look fake. But, you know, that's not what our brand's about. So, yeah, I struggle to understand why they want the tan to look fake when you can have a tan that looks natural.
Yeah, it looks natural, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why we, though, why the Irish are so obsessed with tanning products compared to other, you know, skin types and other people from other countries.
I think, you know, if you look at our skin type, so you've got Fitzpatrick skin type 1 to 6, and the majority of us are a 1. We're pale. I am. Lots of us are pale, freckly, and it's not easy for us to get a tan. We don't have a type 2 and 3, which is your Mediterranean tan easily, you know, we're Celtic skin type. So, you know, and the world over, you know, we want to look browner, and, you know, in the Eastern world, they want to look paler. There's a psychology, I think, into us wanting what we can't have. And I think it taps into that as well.
Yeah. Mrs. Makeup, Michelle Regazzoli Stone is with me. Are you a fake tan addict, Michelle?
Absolutely, I wear 2 or 3 times a week. And I'm going to touch on your conversation there when you were saying, why do we wear it? Back in the 80s was when the package holiday started. And when you went on a package holiday and you came back and you had your tan, your natural tan, that was a little sign of wealth. So then comes along the companies that are very clever. They stick it in a bottle and everybody puts it on, and they can continue it all year round, feel fabulous and look like they have a few bob.
Yeah, so it's still sort of harpers from the time of maybe people thinking or maybe feeling that little bit of money.
Absolutely, because that's when it all kicked off. If you watch those great programs, The Reeling in the Years, and you see all these companies setting up and flying everybody to Spain and Portugal and all these lovely places, everyone's coming back with their lovely natural tans. And it was a really lovely sign of a few bobs. So then when Sun Shimmer, a different brands and Rimmel came out with the likes of Sun Shimmer, and you could put it on your chest and your face and you could keep reviving that feeling, that's where it all came along. So the marketing now with it all is pure genius.
Yeah. It's funny, though. There's so many brands out there, Noelle, isn't there? Like, you know, despite, the market that we have, there's more constantly coming on stream.
You know, there's a lot of brands and, you know, You know, I think we're past the point of everybody can afford to go on holidays now. You know, we're not in that stage in the 80s. We can all have a holiday, but we just like to have tan. And I think, well, you know what I mean? I would be one that, you know, doesn't want to look fake. But there is that where people do want to look like they're tan. But everybody feels better with a tan. You know, you look slimmer. You know, 10 pounds in 10 minutes, you put a tan on and you knock 10 pounds off you. So everything's about how somebody feels. And anything that anybody does is to make them feel better. And tan, having a glow, makes people feel better,
yes.
You know?
Michelle, I wonder over the years, and I don't know about you, I'm somebody who, like, I love fake tan. And I have, you know, tried probably, I'd say, nearly everything out there on the market at this stage. But it kind of takes time to learn how to do it, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I know from wearing it since I'm probably about 17. I'm 40 now. I've made more blunders. And even every now and again, I make a blunder. I went to put a dress on Saturday and I said, oh my God, I'm after putting a streak on my legs. And touching back on brands, there are so many brands because there's constantly things evolving and changing. You know, like the likes of Be Perfect now, they have like skincare ingredients that they can have a nourishing butter, they can have an oil, they can have a serum, they can have a mousse. There's loads of different varieties for people that it is making people learn how to put their tan on a little bit better, maybe a bit more controlled, and finding what suits your skin. So one size doesn't fit all, and certainly one application doesn't suit all. You might have a preferred way of doing it, like putting on a mitt, putting it on a brush. There's loads of different ways of doing it, and especially around the areas like hands and feet, you should nearly always use a brush because it's a lot more delicate and controlled.
Listener here giving out about the smell of fake tan. That's why I absolutely can't stand it, says this listener. Another texter, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number, tells me, I think fake tan looks absolutely awful, no matter how natural it is. I wish Irish women would just embrace their skin and their natural beauty. An Irish wedding is the worst display of our lack of confidence in our skin, according to this listener. My own colleague, Kathleen McNamee from Off The Ball, is with me in studio today because I know you are not a big tan lover.
I have never worn a drop of fake tan in my entire life.
Ever.
Now, to be fair, I would totally fully admit that I am so low maintenance when it comes to things that the effort of putting on tan just never really appealed to me from the very start. But I think like my friends started putting it on when we were like 13, 14, going to discos, and it just always looked bad. And I think from that moment, I was like, well, I don't want to go to the effort of doing this. I don't think it looks great, but obviously 13, 14 year olds.
It's fine. We've all had those.
They may be different now, but at the time we weren't great at putting it on ourselves. And also I kind of like my natural skin color. Like,
Embrace it.
Yeah. And this is the thing that I've always found. Like, people are always amazed when I say that I've never worn fake tan, but a lot of my friends would say, actually, Kathleen, if we saw you with a tan, we'd be a bit confused, or like everyone was like, oh, well, it just wouldn't suit you because your skin is pale anyways. And I'm like, but I think
but
it
no
is
paler than any of the rest of us.
I know, exactly.
As I'm sitting here in the studio today, bronzed within an inch of my life from the weekend.
But I think that's the thing. It's just like, it's what you get used to. And I think there is something that we are told that we have to be a little, like we have to have our skin darker because it might, as the girls were talking about earlier, you might look like you've lost a bit of weight. Or like, I know a lot of my friends would always say that to me, and I'm fully, look, if it makes you feel better, wear it.
So whatever
go,
makes you happy,
exactly,
it,
go
yeah,
away
yeah.
with it. But I would always look at them and I'd be like, I don't think you actually do look like you have lost a bit of weight or something. I think it's just, this is a confidence that we've told ourselves that we will get from having this product used.
Yeah, it's never has appealed to you and never will. Like,
not really, no, because I always think it would take so much time to do. I probably wouldn't do a great job of it. I know, like, after a while you do get used to it, but, and also just the smell, the everything, the prep that needs to go into it.
Do you get the smell when you're with friends?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
The kind of when you're baking. The cooking stage and when you put it on, it stinks.
The irony of all this as well is that I'm actually very good at applying fake tan because I have had to fake tan all my friends' backs for the last like 20 odd years. Because,
the perfect back tanner.
Yeah, exactly, because they've had no one else to do it because everyone else would be busy doing their own.
I absolutely love it. What is it, Noelle, about the smell of fake tan over the years? I mean, what is that ingredient that we get that lingering tan smell?
Well, dehydroxyacetone will give that ingredient, and it's called the Maillard reaction. And what happens is it's the amino acids in your skin react to the air, and that's what changes the color on your skin. It really depends, but 99% of people would say ours doesn't smell, and we do have that ingredient in, but what we don't have is we don't have any synthetic ingredients, and because we don't have any synthetic ingredients, I think the chances of that smell is much lower in our products. But it was interesting listening to what you were saying there. I would describe your guest there as a terrified tanner. Absolutely terrified.
Terrified tannist, Kathleen McNamee.
There you go. That's a new one for me.
You're a terrified tanner. And, when I'm at an event, you kind of know that person because they're like, oh, my God, don't come near me. Do not come near me. Right? And, you know, I always like to convert a terrified tanner with our tanner oil because, A, it doesn't smell. B, you just put it on like a body oil. And C, it comes up really light. So I love
to try and convert a
terrified.
There's
a challenge
tanner.
For you. There you
go. That's
going
to be your next piece, Andrea. I will go and I will get a tan.
You'll get the tan. Interesting text here, Michelle, from this listener. He tells me, I run a short-term rental business in the south of France in the city of Nice. And every time I see a booking from Ireland with young girls, I shrink to pieces as they're the ones that come with fake tan and my white sheets are all thrown out afterwards. I don't understand the Irish obsession with fake tan, especially coming to summer where there's 30 degrees sunshine most of the year. You can tan naturally and safely, says this listener. I can imagine, Michelle, for businesses and hotels and Airbnbs, it must be such a nightmare.
It must be such a nightmare. I'd say even the hotels in Ireland are like, oh no. But what they need to do is they need to go in somewhere and get themselves a nice, long, oversized pair of cotton pyjamas and bring them with them. And I do think that some places now are getting a bit clever where they do put a little subsidy on towels or bed sheets.
Do you know, I actually saw a hotel in Galway and I thought this was brilliant. I remember taking a picture of it. So, you know, the bathroom towels and different towels in the bathroom, but they also had left two big, nearly like brown grey towels with the hotel name on it and then a sign saying, please, if anybody's wearing fake tan, please use these towels. So they basically had tanning towels, Michelle, for people if you're wearing fake tan.
And if you go to some of spas around Ireland as well, they have brown robes now.
Yeah, because of this.
It is very bizarre when you think about it.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Another listener says, yeah. I think fake tan looks absolutely awful. No matter how natural people think it is, you always know when they're wearing it. But that's the thing. And most people don't hide the fact, Michelle, they're wearing fake tan. I mean,
they also don't hide the fact that they get highlights or bleach their teeth. I don't see what some people have total phobias against it. If you don't like it, absolutely don't wear it. You don't need it. And embrace your natural skin because it's beautiful. You go to Arab countries and these women are living in 35 degree heat most of the year and they don't tan or they don't go out into the sun at all. They don't put it near their faces, which I really respect. But for me personally, when I put it on my legs, it gives it a bit of a sheen. When I put it on my chest, I feel a little bit more defined. It got me through my four pregnancies where it made me feel just a little bit enhanced at a time where I felt like I'd lost a bit of me and a bit of my body, which I end up having four beautiful children. But yeah, you understand that kind of little side of something so simple can just give you a little lift. And it's how it makes you feel personally.
Jenny's got in touch. She says, I had a Spanish student staying with me to go to school here in Ireland and to learn English. And first day she came home from school, she asked me why all of the girls at school had rubbed orange cream on themselves. She didn't even realise that it was meant to be fake tan. Another listener's got in touch to say, my fiance is Moroccan and recently he found my travel bottle of fake tan. It looked like mahogany furniture polish. He was absolutely gobsmacked. He couldn't understand why I'd like to look darker. I thought it was actually just really funny. Once I had it on and a tan line near my feet, he thought it was actually from my shoes. I had to explain that it was coming from the fake tan as well. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Kathleen McNamee from Off The Ball. Kathleen, thanks a million for joining us in the programme today. Also, Noel O'Connor is the founder of The Kind Brand Company, who make tan organic. And Mrs. Makeup, who is, of course, Michelle Regazzoli-Stone. Thanks so much for your time here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.